typing in old man top hat. Tons of research results.
Are you happy about it?
No. No, I need help.
Oh, this is welcome to the News You Can't Lose. This is the Loser Leaves Wrestling crew with the News You Can't Lose. With the news from March 21st to March 27th. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with
Noah Jaswal.
Noah Jaswal. How are you feeling today?
I'm having trouble. Yeah, I did that thing, you know, when you try to, like, do something that you think is gonna make you feel better, but you... I ate, like, a half a thing of, like, mini muffins, and now I feel sick. Yeah. And I just kept popping them in my mouth, thinking that this would be a sufficient breakfast.
Oh, no.
Now I just, there's just so much sugar in it, and carbs, and I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that anytime I want to treat myself, I slap my wrist and I'm like, no. No treating yourself. Because whenever I have those things that treat me, I always get angry and upset afterwards. It's never a good feeling. I'm never happy after I treat myself.
It's true. You are the one that have told me that if you get ice cream at home, half gallon of ice cream, no matter what, you've got to eat it as fast as possible.
Immediately. Eat the entire thing, because then you're going to have it 2 days in a row. You're going to have it 2 days in a row? How shitty will you feel then?
Yeah, because I already feel shitty when I eat one day. Because I overdo it. And that's the thing. Yeah.
I wonder who I learned that from?
Who?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon. He has his cheat day where he eats an entire box of Oreos. And he's just like, when you eat it all at once, it just passes through you. It's when you eat things multiple days that it causes a problem.
Yeah, because then you feel bad multiple days.
But also your body thinks of it as a habit. Your body thinks of it as a habit, so it's started to slowly metabolize these things, because it's like, oh, we're going to have more in another day. Mm. But if you have it all at once, it's just like, your body's just like, wow, that was a weird day. Poop.
That's why I ate like six mini muffins. Maybe that's the reason why I did. Maybe it was thinking about you, like, subconsciously, of like, this is what Red would want me to
do. I'm so glad we're able to share this podcast with our listeners so that they know. And now we're just sharing information. It's like we bring value to our listeners, Mohit.
Yeah, of course.
And this is part of the value that we're bringing to them.
This is an unexpected surprise for me. I didn't know we would be able to offer this to everybody. This is great. But how are you? What's up?
I got my second shot, and I'm feeling like
very nice.
Shit. I got my second shot, feeling like a shit. Well, but one of what? That's that I'm poor me that I'm able to get my second vaccine shot immediately. So
yeah, you're gonna be fine. You're feeling tired. You're feeling chills. You're feeling like the flu symptoms.
Well, I was feeling real shitty until I realized we're talking about the news today, Mohit.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on.
But that brought my spirits up. That brought my spirits up, and now I'm here talking with Mohit. Let's start off with the hottest news. Hot news. Well, this isn't that hot. Daniel Bryan is no longer looking to be a full-time wrestler anymore, Mohit. After WrestleMania, he's going to be taking some time off. Wants a part-time schedule. He wants to be a dad.
Isn't he already a dad?
But he wants to be a dad, like the active dad.
I thought he already had a kid. Oh,
he
has dad.
Yeah, like you could have kids. Yeah, okay, that's fair. You're making a good point. He's already a biological father, but he wants to be a father.
You could be a father without being a father.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, well, good for him. He deserves it.
He does. But I don't see a world in WWE where he's a part-time wrestler. I feel like part-time wrestlers in WWE are the Undertakers, the Rocks, John Cena. Do you see Daniel Bryan coming in for like a 2 month stint right before WrestleMania just to have one match?
How serious he is about it, or you know, about being a family man, you know, switching to that life. I mean, it's a miracle that he started again, that he got to you know, restart his career. That's amazing. You know, he is that type of guy, it seems like, from interviews and stuff, to just constantly wrestle until he croaks.
Yeah,
but so I would expect more that happens. But, you know, but I could also easily see him wanting to extend his career by only wrestling like a few months out of the year into his like 50s or whatever, you know.
I think that'd be exciting too. It would be. I almost feel like the WWE schedule wouldn't make sense for him, but another company's schedule might. They work like, I think, 3-4 days of the month. AEW, like maybe 4 days of something like that, something really ridiculous, and they get a full salary. So I would just love that. But I want everyone to go to AEW. That's the issue, Bowett. I'm greedy. Very greedy, and yeah. I want all of them on AEW.
He had an incredible match with Roman Reigns. The last pay per view.
Beautiful match. We didn't even talk about that, but that was a great match. I watched it with Hannah, and she was into it. Yeah, she was into it. She's like, "This is an exciting match." I showed her. I showed her Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey, and she's like, "Why are you showing me this?" Because it's literally It's a good fucking match.
Is it? Does it? Oh, okay. I guess that's not the first thought I would have showing someone wrestling. I guess
I just thought, fan, you know, because she knew who Ronda Rousey was. And I was just like, "Oh, we want to see your fight." And it's just a hard hitting match. It's a good match, but it's hard hitting. And she's just like, "I don't want to see these two women brutalize each other."
Oh, yeah. And admittedly, I just don't like Ronda Rousey because I have hard feelings about her MMA career and how she handled it, and you know where she, you know. So I didn't like that she was in pro wrestling. It bothered me. So I had a hard time watching any of her matches.
But and I that's quick my side opinion. Quick side note, Dana White recently commented about Ronda Rousey possibly coming back. How do you feel about that?
Coming back where?
To UFC.
To fight?
Yeah.
No, that's not happening. There's no way. She got destroyed. She was mentally out of the game. Surpassed her.
She fell mentally out of that game that last time. But she did very well up until that point, those last two fights.
No. Oh, well, yeah, but that's she just got surpassed. The competition is way, way better than her now, which is fine. That's the thing. All right, real quick. But the thing I think is so cool about MMA is particularly the women's division during that era is that you could see an art form evolve in real time. You can do that with other art forms, right? You can be, you know, sure. You can point to like an album or something as it's happening, like Kendrick Lamar's album, I guess, off the top of my head. Like, there's a moment where you're like, oh, this is a game changer, right? But it's just so, you know, in your face, so visual to see someone like Ronda Rousey, who destroyed everybody in her path, just get shown up multiple times by the next generation. It's just a shocking situation, you know? And that's what I liked about it, yeah.
All I'm saying is, if she had another match in UFC, you'd watch it. I'd watch it.
Well, yeah, but she's not gonna...
I'm just saying.
She shouldn't do it because she just goes straight at you. She has the one thing, the judo, and she's like the best judo person in you know, in the division. But that's all she could do. That's what they did. They just laterally moved. I don't know what I'm talking about, Red, but I could see it. I'm just spouting what
we
Joe
should have
Rogan
an MMA
told me.
Podcast next. That's what we I have no do. Idea. We need to move.
What
on.
Are we doing? Let's
we're,
move on.
We're moving on. Moving on. Retribution is no longer Retribution. Even though I've never seen anything with Retribution because we don't cover WWE, Mustafa Ali has been kicked out of the group.
Yeah. I saw that. I didn't know what happened after that.
He got injured, apparently. Apparently, he's been injured since December. And he's been kind of holding it together so he could have this match against Riddle, which is kind of cool that he's been working through the pain, which I really like Mustafa Ali. Is this a good thing or bad thing?
It's a good thing. It's a dumb group, right?
We don't even know.
Jack in the group.
We don't even know.
No, we know. It's a guy named T-Bar.
I don't know. T-Bar kills Sontag. It on Twitter.
Yeah.
T-Bar is pretty great on Twitter. But that's that. We hope Mustafa Ali gets healthy. And I really like him as a performer. So I hope he comes back.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah.
Moving on. Batista no longer entering the Hall of Fame. Batista's no longer entering the Hall of Fame. He has some scheduling conflicts. But I think it's because he doesn't want to do it without a live crowd, which is understandable. I wouldn't want it either. But he's no longer entering the Hall of Fame. Do you care about the Hall of Fame in any way, shape, or form, Moa?
I do. Yeah, of course. It's fun. I don't, you know, admittedly, I don't watch all of it, you know, but, if there's someone that's, you know, I like watching the people I grew up, you know, enjoying. And I like that exists, even though it's kind of a trashy thing at times, you know, picking people out of, popularity or whatnot.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't feel like a true Hall of Fame, but that doesn't matter.
If you want some fun, go back and watch the Bret Hart introduction, like his speech. Yeah, I just watched it recently. He's He's just blasting everyone. It's great.
Oh, it's really? Okay, I gotta see that. I don't remember it.
It's pretty
fun. Oh, wait, I kind of do. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see him talk about, like, Hulk Hogan inducted someone earlier in the show, and he's sitting behind him, and he's just like, and then his breath's like, yeah, and Hogan was at the bar, and you know how Hogan's always starting shit, and you see Hogan behind him just upset watching. It's very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's one of your last chances in front of people. You gotta
really cook
fire off all insults. Yeah, cook them up.
Next up, Andrade has been released from WWE, Mowat.
Oh, he's been released. That's the biggest news of the week.
I mean, it is pretty big news, and he doesn't have a non-compete compete clause, meaning he could show up anywhere at any time. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nuts?
It's huge. Yeah, and it was the way it got brought up, it was like every day there's a new development where that he asked for his release, and the next day they denied the release, and then the next day they gave him the release, and now, and then they told us about the 90-day clause isn't there. So it was very dramatic. I had a lot of fun.
Where do you see him going?
I don't know. I was going to say, CMLL.
Or, yeah, he's probably leaving the States.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, our AEW would be fun, just because that's the thing that we watch.
Yeah, because we won't watch him any other way.
Yeah, no.
We won't see him at all.
But New Japan would be fun. I don't know. Basically, anywhere he goes, it's going to be a good thing for him and the company. There's no bad situation.
Yeah, because he wasn't being utilized there, and he was just wasting away, and wrestling's a young man's game. You have to make sure you move quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he's got great matchups in every company, so
yeah,
should be fun.
Excellent, excellent. More Hall of Fame news. We got three new inductees. We got Kane, which is cool. Kane's a good one. Great Khali, which is understandable. I'm fine with it. He's a giant person.
He's so tall.
And RVD.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those three. I think that's a fun combo.
Who's inducting Kane? Who's inducting RVD? And who's inducting the Great Khali? Kane first.
Undertaker.
Yeah, it has to be Undertaker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. RVD.
Jerry Lynn? But no, he's on WWE.
Yeah, he's AEW.
Paulie Dangerous.
Oh, yeah. 100% Paulie. And Great Khali?
Undertaker.
We did it. We're gonna let them know. Perfect. Moving on.
He's pulling double duty.
The Fiend returned this past week with a new charred look. How do you feel about his new look, Moet?
It's great. Is this news? What are you doing?
It's news! Because I thought he looked like the Oogie Boogie Man from The Night Before Christmas, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I thought
it was more of a Jason situation.
I don't know, tight wrapped bodysuit around him just shows off like his a little bit his chunk. And
what?
He's got this
tight wrapped bodysuit. I was looking at his face.
He looks like it, like the face is cool. The rest of his body looks dumb.
Well, I gotta look this up while we.
And just for those who don't know, Alexa Bliss brought back the Fiend winner match against Randy Orton, which was so upsetting. I was honestly, I don't know why I thought they were going to have an interesting match. I tuned in just being like, I wonder what's going to happen. And it was a grave disappointment. Did you see their match?
I did. I guess disappointing. I don't know. I had fun with it.
It took too long to get to the point where they wanted to do something. I just wish there was some, I just want intergender wrestling, I guess. And I want real supernatural wrestling. I would like Alexa Bliss to do some cool fucking thing. She didn't do anything.
I thought she did enough for WWE standards. I thought it was good. But yeah, okay, so I'm looking at the picture now. I forgot that he has like this bodysuit thing. I was so focused. I only saw the
head
the
looks
moment.
Cool.
Yeah, I was just so focused on the head of like, what did they do to his face that I forgot that they changed everything else a little bit. He's got like gloves on, or at least they look bigger or more pronounced than
he looks like he's wearing a tight burlap sack.
That's kind of breaking apart in the
like
middle.
The Oogie Boogie Man.
I'm down for it. I think it's exciting. It's just cool what Bray Wyatt's able to do with this character.
I do love Bray Wyatt, and I've always loved Bray Wyatt. Hopefully he gets I just don't. You know what? Let's see where it goes.
I'm excited for the WrestleMania match. I really hope they do a cinematic thing like the John Cena thing last year. That was
what is this hard. Another Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt match? How many of these have we had, and how many have sucked? Have absolutely sucked. Like, why do they still go to this well? I don't understand.
I don't know. But if it's a cinematic match, the same kind of thing. Well, it's a very different situation. I just would love it if they did like a breakdown on
Randy Orton breakdown. Amazing. Yeah. If they could do that, do a Firefly match, whatever it was called, the Funhouse match. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Moving on. Peacock. Have you heard about this, Mala? Peacock.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I have it, by the way. I'm going to share my login info with you.
Wow.
Peacock editing out WWE content, Mowat. They're editing out stuff.
I know. I saw. Yeah. It's a good move.
They're editing out Vince saying the N-word.
Yeah, real good move.
They're editing out Roddy Piper in half blackface, as well as some other things potentially. You're into this move?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you could talk about, it's good to learn from the past mistakes of saying the N-word, sure. So it's good to keep it intact or whatever, but
I would prefer the bleep it out.
But there's so much junk in wrestling. That's part of the charm, I guess. I don't know.
The charm is how I'm watching all the junk and watching all the bad things and seeing where we learned.
Yeah, the N word is not charm. It's weird because I kept mentioning it. That's not charm.
But Roddy Piper, I don't think Roddy Piper meant to be racist. I think if you listen to his promos beforehand, he's trying to say that he has a dual personality now. And I think Roddy Piper is just so ignorant in his white privilege that he didn't realize what he was doing was terribly offensive.
Maybe, yeah. I thought there was other stuff with that. I thought he was actually being, like, I thought he purposely, like...
He was saying, like, his whole thing is just like, am I going to be Hot Rod or the Hot Scott? Hot Rod or the Hot Scott? And he's just trying to say that he's, like, multiple people. He's trying to do that. Yeah. But what he should have done is done half blue paint. Half blue paint, so then he has, because he wears blue a lot, and that's the color he kind of uses, then it would have been good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could go back and just edit over the color and make him blue.
Then that would be better, I guess. But I'm pretty sure he picked black on purpose, because he has black skin.
And yeah, probably.
I think he's, yeah. But,
but he never mentioned it in interviews. He never mentioned that in interviews.
Right. But the Katie Vick situation...
Are they going to keep that? They better keep that.
Yeah. I read this on the Wrestling Squared Circle Reddit, but it made me laugh really hard. So someone said, like, just imagine that there's some sad intern at NBC Peacock that's going through years of footage and is going to come across Katie Vick for the very first time and just deal with that.
Well,
and deal with how to censor that. Yeah.
Like, in the entire 1997 up until 2004. There are some things that are just ghastly. Remember Kerwin White? Chavo Guerrero pretending to be white?
Kerwin White? No.
Chavo Guerrero was denouncing his Mexican heritage and changed his name to Kerwin White, where he was riding around in a golf cart with a hat and dyed his hair blonde. Or, like, Beaver Cleavage. All those terrible things that Jerry Lawler said about Goldust in 1997.
We're in for it.
Well, I wonder where their line is, because they've already drawn the line, like, they're gonna edit out racist things. Like, let's see what they do with homophobic things, because you could pretty much cut out all of 1997. Like, there's I heard Jerry Lawler say the F word towards Goldust quite a few times, because it wasn't a bad word then, or it wasn't a known bad word in pop culture. But we'll see.
So crazy. We grew up with that, Red. That defined us.
Oh, well, hold on. I didn't have cable. I only had regular, so I had SmackDown, which was already pretty PG, because it was network TV. So they never said the F word on my TV. We just had a lot of puppies.
I watched everything. Yeah, I watched everything growing up, so I guess I'm the screwed up one.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah. We could tell how we grew up.
You can tell?
You're definitely a Raw kid, and I was a SmackDown boy. For sure. Moving on. Cody and Brandy our favorite couple, the wrestling's first couple, Cody and Brandy, have a new reality series called Roads to the Top. Roads to the Top, which is going to chronicle their life and kind of building the AEW brand and being like leaders of that. I'm actually excited for this show. Are you?
Like to watch it?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see the preview, the trailer?
I did, yeah. But I don't like these reality shows. I think it's going to be fun for people. If it's fun for you, then watch it.
Well, it's because it's basically behind the scenes AEW, in which we don't really get a chance to. We don't have like AEW network where they're able to show like behind the scenes of Revolution, behind the scenes of Take It All Out, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Do they?
Yeah, we do. We got Being the Elite and Sammy Guevara's vlog. They both being show the behind
elite
the scenes.
Being the Elite, kinda. But this is actually getting, like, you'll never see MJF out of character on Being the Elite. You'll never see these people really out of character. They're putting on skits. Mm-hmm. For the most part, this like I saw MJF like kind of joking around, which was interesting.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
I guess that'd be fun. I do think it's I can't believe how much those two do. And there's other people that, you know, do that, but it's his entire life.
It's his entire life.
It's just entertainment now of some kind. That's insane. It's a lot of dedication.
And what's interesting to see is how each one handles it. Like, there's how many EVPs are there? There's the Young Bucks, there's Kenny Omega, and there's Cody, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that's all of them.
And
yeah.
Honestly, when you look at those four people, who's handling it the best is Cody. Like, Cody seems to be, like, not have missed a step. Like, he wrestles, all of his matches are very good, his promos are very good. Like, he's been pretty consistent. Kenny Omega, up until recently, looks like he's burnt out. Looks like he's burnt out. The Young Bucks look like they're burnt out. They just...
I don't know. I do agree that Cody's appears to be doing a lot more because he's got like TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
The Go Big show or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah. But I think they were like that in story though. Like Kenny and Young Bucks specifically didn't like do their full potential to build up the roster, you know?
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is the first year, Kenny Omega was not Kenny Omega. The first year, Young Bucks, for the most part, didn't feel like the Young Bucks. You know, like they kind of looked burnt out. It looked like they were doing so much. Like Kenny Omega, up until recently, looked like he was a shell of his former self.
Okay, I get you. Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't tell how much he's able to
handle this because he's used to a rigorous schedule with WWE. He's used to being on the road all the time. Like, and just having to stay in Jacksonville is probably like a big treat for him.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, they had pretty crazy schedules too with New Japan and like American bookings and whatnot. But it is a very different beast compared to WWE, like all the time and it's literally his entire life.
Yeah. And they were just performing.
It's true. Yeah,
they were just performing for years. You know, now they're taking in meetings. They have to be a part of production. They split it up where the Young Bucks are kind of like talent relations. Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. They're more the talent relations, and Kenny is with the games and such, and Cody is more production. But, like, they have other jobs now, you know, besides just being performers, which I could only imagine, like, how stressful that must be to be able to go to meetings all day and then have to go perform at night.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And that they don't, they don't have the ego. That's the thing that's really surprising too. They don't pull like a Hogan or something. Well, that like they could have all been champions is what I mean.
Young Bucks having their they have their name on the trucks. They're bringing their family in and they're just kind of being like, oh, we.
You're right. What am I talking, Cody? It's a girl. All the fireworks and all that junk.
The only one that Kenny Omega has the longest entrance in history. Like literally takes up 5 minutes is him coming out to the ring.
But that's on purpose though for being like that's a joke to me. He just started that as a heel character, so I think he's doing it on purpose to piss people off and like you know look obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah.
Cody's is not obnoxious on purpose. Cody's is at full ego when his ridiculous.
All right, I'll let Kenny Omega off on a slide with that.
All right.
Last news article of the day: our boy John Silver. Poor John Silver is injured. Injured his shoulder. He's got, I think it's a dislocated shoulder, out 4 to 6 weeks. But that's not too bad, right? 4 to 6 weeks isn't a long time. And in all honesty, John Silver is good even when he's not wrestling.
It could have been a lot worse, yeah.
Yeah.
So 4 to 6 weeks, yeah. He said it's not serious, so that's great. Yeah. I missed it. I didn't realize he was.
I didn't notice it either. He did a great job. He did a great job.
It was a great, yeah, very good match.
Very good match. But that's all the news that we got. That's all the news. Not a single drop left. Not a single thing else happened this week. But we've got mail for you with the mailbag, Moet mailman bag. What kind of mail do we have in store today? How many mails do we got?
Here we go, Red. We got three. We got three mails. Consistent. Ready for three? Yeah, consistently three. Our fans know. They all know.
They know we don't want more.
The limit's at three. I missed my chance this week. But you know who didn't miss their chance? Jay. Jay from Manchester, England. Wow. He got in with the first mail of the week. Jay from Manchester says, "Good day, fellow wrestling fans."
Okay,
that's cute. That's very weird. That's very British.
Very British.
I guess.
Very British. Yeah.
I can't do a British accent.
Day. Good day, fellow wrestling. Why would he say it like that? It sounds like an idiot.
Well, because that's what English people sound like, Red. They sound like idiots.
Jesus. There goes
I took a risk. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
support. They literally just hung up on us. We lost.
I actually like the accent a lot.
So much,
I don't know why.
We had so much Southern support before we started making fun of QAnon, and they all just dropped.
Oh, geez. We dropped them in February. I got to watch it. This isn't who I am. This isn't my personality. Anyways, Jay says, what wrestler has the worst wrestling name?
Worst
Isaac
wrestling.
Yankum.
That's a pretty bad name.
That's a pretty silly name.
It's pretty silly. But let's say a big, like a wrestler that's successful.
You're just making fun of their name?
I hate Dolph Ziggler.
Who has a stupid name?
Dolph Ziggler has the worst name.
That's a pretty bad name, knowing it's not his actual name.
Yeah, it's a terrible
that's a
name.
Dumb name.
Couldn't they? I remember when they first gave him that gimmick, and he was walking around to the back. He was on SmackDown, I believe, and he was Dolph Ziggler, and he just changed his name. He just came from the Spirit Squad, and he's like, "Hi, Dolph Ziggler," and he'd shake everyone's hand in the back. He'd be like, "Hey, Dolph Ziggler," and he'd go for a handshake, and that was his gimmick. His name was his gimmick.
I kind of like his name. The more you're saying it in that tone, like, and pretending to give me a handshake, Ziggler. If you meet a guy named Dolph Ziggler, you're like, wow, this guy has potential. This guy's intense. I got to pay attention to where he's going.
More.
Is that, yeah.
So you pick Isaac Yankum?
Man, you're right, though. There are so many. I'm just, I'm drawing a blank. I know there's some recent ones that were, like, absolutely absurd.
Maven was a bad name.
Yeah, Maven's all right. Yeah, it's not egregious like Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
I see
egregious.
What you mean. Red, this is a tough one.
That is a tough question. I asked the tough questions, and I'm so sorry about that.
We didn't ask the tough questions. Jay for Manchester, England asked the tough.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If anything, blame Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay, for that great question. Do you have anyone off the top of your head before we move on to the next one?
No. I failed the question. Man, I know there's some good ones. Husky Harris.
That's a bad one.
Yeah. There's some funny ones recently. I just can't remember. Oh, well. Let's move on. Next one. Rebecca from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, you fellas. Did you ever create your own...
Sorry, that's my British accent.
You think Rebecca sounds like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
from Knoxville, Tennessee.
You could have...
Hello.
Immigrate from
that's
England.
That's true. They could emigrate from England. You could emigrate from... What?
Yeah.
All
right, let's move on. Did you ever create yourself in the old WWE games? And if so, whose theme music did you use? I never did that, and I'm not the
you
type
never
to
created yourself.
I'm not the type to recreate myself. I either want to be like a cooler version of myself, or just the most wackiest, most disturbing thing that I can create.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I'm playing. Like just small anecdote because I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2 right now.
Sure.
And I just got to the part where you can change the facial hair, you can change the outfit. So of course I get the biggest mutton chops and the curliest mustache I can create, you know, and I dress myself with top hat, of course. Sure. And a nice like super, you know, crazy. I just try to look like
okay, so your character in Red Dead Redemption, whose music would you give that character?
What? I don't have a song if I just have a vibe. And
sure.
The vibe is like
that's
old timey piano music, you know?
Sure. The Vaudevillains?
The vaudeville, yes, they're essentially the old-timey music. Yeah, they got old-timey piano music. Yeah, that's my guy, yeah.
I used to put JBL's music. The cow is in there. Or Eric Bischoff's, which was, I'm back and better than ever.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm thinking, Austin's is so good. I think Austin's I would usually just pick Austin's because it's a cool one.
It gets the crowd going. The animated crowd going.
Would you try to recreate yourself?
I used to create myself all the time. I have actually a really good video of me. I created Roy, myself, and Andy Mack. And we were... Old friends of the show. But I made them in the game, and it's pretty good. I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay. That's fun. You did that recently.
No,
or, like, not as a child, as a kid. You did this in Austin.
Yeah. That's awesome. I've always done it. As soon as I have a wrestling video game, I make myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's gone pretty good now. Yeah. When we were kids, I guess, what are those games called? Warzone or something?
Sure. Raw Warzone.
Yeah, those were junk as far as the creator wrestlers. Yeah. But now you can do anything. Yeah. I would.
Those SmackDown games really brought the bar up. They were good.
Yeah, no, I don't have the patience for it personally, but to make a creator wrestler,
I spent hours making people.
Wow, Rebecca, that was a great question.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah, I like that. I like Rebecca.
Great job, Rebecca.
I bet she does too. All right, last one, Red. Last one.
I'm ready for it.
Here we go. Mary Janowitz from Pottsville. Right?
Sure, I don't know. You're reading the mail. How am I supposed to know, Moen? I'm not the mailman.
That's true. I am the mailman, and that means anything I say goes. It is now law that you are Mary Janowitz from Pottsville, no matter how you pronounce
your name. Janowitz. Is there a J in there?
Of course there's a J in there. Yeah, that's why it's Janowitz.
Anything with an itz doesn't pronounce the J? Probably Mary Janowitz. It doesn't sound like a Hispanic name where you wouldn't pronounce the J.
Look, are you the mailman?
You're right.
Did we not just lay down the rules here?
We laid down.
We are now in mailman land. Mailman Moen is king and ruler of.
I don't have the key to the city. You do.
Yeah, in other words, I know a guy named Janos, mm-hmm. Janos, and it's spelled the exact same way without the wits. Sure. So therefore, I figure it's Janowitz.
Oh, I believe you. That makes sense. Adds up.
All right, Mary.
What is her question?
Sup, Scrudbillies?
Well, that's a weird thing to say.
Mary, what are you doing? Why are you throwing curveballs at me? That's not a salutation. She said, sup, Scrudbillies.
I never heard of that before in my life.
S-C, Scrud, and Billies together. I guess I don't have to spell it. It's pretty
self-explanatory, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for your question, Mary. It's already... We could just talk about that this whole time if we wanted to. But we will move on. Subscribe, Billies. You are stranded on a desert island with one other wrestler and a pile of the dankest sticky ever was. Ah, man, she's way cooler than I am.
She's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right. Subscribe, Billies. You were stranded on a desert island with one other wrestler and a pile of the dankest, stickiest stuff. She didn't say sticky. There ever was. Which wrestler do you pick to smoke that dang sticky with?
Interesting. I don't want to pick the obvious people that smoke weed. I think I'd want to pick someone that'd be fun that doesn't usually smoke weed.
You wouldn't want to pick Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam.
That's a whole joke. Matt Riddle, you don't want to pick because that's a whole thing. Joke.
Maybe Big Show?
Thing. Sure.
I'd smoke with him, and then maybe he'd give me piggyback rides or something.
Yeah. For me, I don't like smoking with other people. I like just, just eating pizza and sitting by myself and thinking.
You don't
about
have a choice
stuff.
In this matter, Moet. You're on a desert island with the stankiest ish.
My thoughts are, I think I'm going to interpret Mary Janowitz's question to that. Like, I'm going to...
Do you know Mary? Is this am I legitimately wrong? And now I pronounce it.
This is a,
is this like a friend of yours or something?
No,
I don't know.
Not
okay. All right. So you're just assuming.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Okay. sorry.
who'd you pick, Mo?
So my interpretation of Mary's thing is that I'm allowed, so that it exists, the dank sticky exists, I'm allowed to partake, right? I could go off into the jungle and just stare at the moon.
You'd smoke alone?
And yeah, that's what I like doing. I'm not
you're on a desert island with two people and there's weed in front of you. You just grab some and you're like, I'm going to be on this side of the island. And you just walk away.
That's what I do every single time in modern society.
Well, which wrestler would you walk away from? So I don't see why I would change in a jungle. Which wrestler would you walk away from?
No, that's not... Look, I didn't even finish my... So I would do that, right? I would go in the woods and I'd kind of contemplate what I'm doing with my life and everything. And then I would... I would go hang out with this person. So for me, it's like, who would be the most valuable person to hang out with on an island? Like the Big Show, he can grab really tall objects like coconuts from, you know, I can get on his back, you know.
I just want to get
ride
on
ride him
back.
Around like a, you know, giraffe or something.
Yeah. I think I just want to get on Big Show's back. I just want to climb Big Show. So even if this wasn't a weed question, I'd pick Big Show.
Imagine getting high and then riding him around like a giraffe.
I try to tackle him. I try to fight him. Playfully, like I'd be like, hey, big tough guy. You think you're so tough? And I just start nudging him. And then you'd be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. And then I'd go for his knees.
That's a good one. Who would be the most useful on a...
Big Show.
I would. You know what? No. I'm going to say Bray Wyatt. I would want Bray Wyatt with me.
Why Bray Wyatt?
Because he's the most creative that I know. So he would know how to, you know, find some string out of old coconut, you know, hair. He'd create that while I'm smoking alone in the woods. And he'd create a little boat or like a little telephone, at the very least, a little telephone wire so we can communicate if I get lost in the woods or something. Like, you okay, buddy? Like, I'll ring if, you know, if I need you.
You think he's some sort of survival MacGyver Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, he's the most creative. Like, who could do that? I don't think the Big Show's going to do that. He's going to get sleepy.
Cesaro might be able to.
Cesaro might, but he's not very creative. He could barely talk on the mic. He can do, you know, he can swing large objects. He's very strong. He can, you know, break things in two. That's useful on an island. I can't break things.
I stick with Big Show.
We need that on an island.
I want to climb Big Show. I can't climb Bray Wyatt.
You guys are
going to
be...
Bray Wyatt.
All right, well, I'll be on an airplane in a week. You guys are going to be stranded.
Me and Big Show are just going to be chilling. Smoking weed, port. Smoking the dankiest dank. I'm going to be on his shoulders the entire time. It'd be great. Can't wait.
Wow, you'll have more fun, but we'll be out of it. Yeah, anyway. All right. Thank you, Mary.
What a great job. What a great job they all did. What are the names of the people again?
We got Joy from Manchester, England.
Very good.
Rebecca. From, I don't know. How does Rebecca say? Rebecca from
Tennessee
Knox.
Accent.
Rebecca. I don't know what I'm doing. And then Mary Yanowitz from Pottsville.
Thank you all so much for sending an email. Send in more to loserleaguespod@gmail.com. And make sure to like our, go to YouTube and check out our YouTube videos full of fun and excitement at Loser Lees Wrestling. And please make sure to review and subscribe to all podcasts everywhere you can get podcasts. But this has been the News You Can't Lose with the Loser Lays Wrestling Crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with...
Mowat Chaswell.
Mowat, if you were the glasses of any famous person, which famous person would you be the glasses for?
Famous glasses?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who
I
has
saw
famous
glasses?
Glasses?
And I said it. Hurry, Mowat.
Who's I? Oh no, I can only think of Woody Allen, but I don't want to be Woody
God
Allen's glasses.
Damn,
that's who else has famous glasses? I can't think off the top of my head.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill. He doesn't have glasses. He has monocle, doesn't he?
The Mr. Moneybags from the Monopoly. You'd be the monocle.
Oh, I want to be a monocle really bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you
monocle.
So much.
Okay.
A monocle. Bye.
Thank you. All right. See ya. Jesus, I'm sweating.
That was a terrible question. That was the worst question I've ever asked. That was one of the worst questions.